From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is March 10th, 2026. Here are your top local stories. A man who permanently disfigured himself during a psychotic episode at the Nevada Southern Detention Center is now suing, according to the Nevada Independent. Jose Braulio Sedano Navarro alleges that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Facilities staff repeatedly denied him necessary antipsychotic medications. The legal complaint claims nurses ignored his escalating mental health crisis and hallucinations. Navarro reportedly attempted suicide in August after a doctor failed to provide proper treatment. He later removed his own eye during a psychotic episode at the Pahrump facility and has since been deported to Mexico. The private prison firm operating the facility told the Nevada Independent that its clinic employs licensed and credentialed medical experts and that the facility complies with federal regulations and standards of care. The FBI has confirmed it found biological samples from individuals whose identities are connected to local medical facilities in the North Las Vegas Biolab. That's according to new details released to local news media by the agency after it raided the private home in January. FBI investigators also found components of influenza A and B vaccines, as well as materials consistent with rapid diagnostic test kits. Many other biological samples had degraded after improper storage, limiting the agency's ability to determine what they were. Despite this, the FBI said nothing identified in the biolab poses a danger to public health. Catherine Nance, the Reno police chief, and five Reno police officers were placed on paid leave Monday. City leaders said at a press conference the action resulted from possible violations of City of Reno policy and that the Nevada Department of Public Safety is conducting an investigation. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office will provide an acting police chief during that investigation. No details about the alleged misconduct were released, but officials said it involves internal administrative matters. The names of the five officers were not released. A Canadian tourist accused of birdnapping and abusing a flamingo at the Flamingo Resort received a warning from Las Vegas Justice of the Peace, Harmony Leitzia. Mitchell Fairbairn, 33, was not in court, but his lawyer was told that any violation while his client is out on bail would cause that bail to be revoked, the Las Vegas Review-Journal reports. Fairbairn faces four counts of torturing, maiming, or killing an animal kept for companionship or pleasure. At a Wednesday hearing, he was ordered to surrender his passport, stay away from the strip, and not possess animals while under high-level electronic monitoring. Police said he entered the flamingo habitat at the resort early Tuesday, March 3rd, grabbed a bird, and took it back to his room. They said his cell phone contained photos and videos of him choking it and throwing it to the floor as the bird screamed and cried. The 27-year-old flamingo is expected to recover from its injuries. Fairbairn's next hearing is scheduled for May 6th. The Las Vegas Raiders signed one of the top players available in free agency, according to multiple sources. Former Baltimore Ravens center Tyler Lindebaum has agreed to a three-year deal for $81 million that includes $60 million in guarantees. The team will make the deal official Wednesday, the first day of the NFL year. He becomes the highest-paid interior offensive lineman in the league and has made the Pro Bowl the past three seasons. The Raiders also signed receiver Jalen Naylor to a three-year, $35 million deal that includes $23 million guaranteed. Naylor had 29 catches for 444 yards and four touchdowns for the Vikings last season. There's new evidence that GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic may reduce the risk of addiction. A study of more than 600,000 veterans followed for up to 3 years found that those who began taking a GLP-1 drug for diabetes were about 15 to 20% less likely to misuse substances ranging from alcohol to opioids. The study, published in the medical journal The BMJ, also found that GLP-1 drugs helped people with a history of substance use disorder. They were less likely to experience an overdose, drug-related hospitalization, drug-related death, or suicide attempt. Find the full story from NPR's John Hamilton at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.